إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, somebody said to Zig Ziglar, they said to him, training doesn't last. And we all know this. I mean, people like me in the area of training, we know that whatever the training, no matter how effective it is, no matter how good the course might be, no matter how much people praise it, then after a time, they forget. So somebody said to Zig Ziglar, training doesn't last. He said, neither does bathing. That is why we say, have a bath every day. So the question is, it is not a question of how good or bad the training is. The question is repetition. The question is consistency in application on a daily basis. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Salah fard on us 5 times a day. This is fard. Whatever else you do in addition to that, alhamdulillah. But this 5 times a day is fard, and it is fard to the extent where if you leave it, then there is a big musibah. So somebody asked me once, why does God need this? So I said, God does not need it, you need it. Allah doesn't need you, need our ibadah. It is our need that we go and do this on a regular basis, not once in a week, not once in a day, 5 times a day. At specific times, as Allah mentioned this very clearly in the Quran, that Salah has been prescribed at specific times. The reason for this is that it is a law of nature, it's a natural law, it's one of the fundamental laws of this world, on which this world is based, that any system that is not controlled degenerates. Any system, whatever it is, whether it's your garden, what happens to a garden if you don't look after it? What happens to a garden if you are not constantly engaged in gardening, meaning that you are removing weeds and you are pruning things that need to be pruned and you are watering it and you are manuring it and you are removing and replacing? And if you are not doing all this, what happens to any garden in the world? It can be the most beautiful garden ever imagined that was planted. What will happen to that garden over time? Do you think it will become more beautiful and suddenly, spontaneously, fantastic rose bushes will spring up and lilies will come up and gladioli will flower everywhere? Do you think this will happen? Or the opposite will happen, which is that the garden will degenerate. It will get full of weeds and brambles and thorns and all kinds of things. Take a family. What happens to a family which does not consciously make effort to keep people together? This is my business in family business consulting. And one of the most painful parts of my business is to remind people that this man is your brother. This man is your father. Your business is fine, your money is fine, everything is fine, but if you are going to destroy the ties of your parenthood, ties of brotherhood, for the sake of whatever money you can get, this is suicide. To remind people about this, this is my job. What is the need for that? After all, it's a family, biologically related, it can be proven. You know, all the genes match and everything matches and everything else, and same blood and same father and same grandfather and same great-grandfather and whatnot. Why do you fight? Because this is the law of nature. This is a natural law. Over time, every system will degenerate unless it is controlled. A marriage. What happens to a marriage over time? You just draw apart. I'm not saying every marriage will result in a divorce. But you just draw apart to the point where at some point you realize that there is absolutely nothing in common between you and your wife. Nothing is shared. But it is now convenient to remain together, because now if you have a divorce, it is a new hangama and your new, who wants all that? Forget it. Doesn't matter. Okay. We are two people living in the same house. You could be two people living in the same hotel. You could be two people, you know. There is absolutely nothing in common between the two. When one dies, you say, all right, so died. What happens in an organization? Same issue. You don't look after an organization. Again, That's part of my expertise area. You don't look after an organization. You don't focus on organizational processes. You don't focus on processes of employee engagement. You don't focus on your core values and ethics and so on. The organization over time degenerates, loses energy, and goes down the drain. This, in this context, is where you have to understand the rigor, the energy, the power of organizations, for example, like General Electric, like Motorola, like IBM, right? I'm not talking about the new names, I'm talking about old names, over 100 years old. How do they remain vigorous and how do they continue to be engaged? Because of training. GE has an annual training budget of $1 billion plus. Motorola puts every employee through 25 man days of training per year. 25 man days is 1 month. So that means 1 month of a person's time is going in training, paid for by the company. This is apart from his vacation and everything else. This is happening in America. Why? What sense does it make? It makes a huge amount of sense if you understand this basic law of nature, which is to say that every system will degenerate over time. What has happened to Islam? What has happened to Islam over time? Now we are great at crying about our history, no? So cry some more. What happened to Islam? I'm not even going to go into that. That's such a, you know, mess, and we all know what the mess is. And we are part of the mess. We are part of the problem. We have to become part of the solution. Now the reason I'm saying this is that this is what continues to happen, and I gave you some examples. I can give you many more examples, but I don't think that's necessary. So therefore, we have to look and say that what is it that, take your body for example, let me give you a final example, as individual personally. What happens to the body if you don't take care of it on a regular basis? Why must you go to the gym every day? Why must you go for a walk every day? Why must you have so much of aerobic exercise every day? And so on and so on. Why? Because if you don't do that, then your body will degenerate over time. Muscles and tone goes, and your strength goes, and your digestion will be affected, and this and this and this. 90% or more of geriatric illnesses are lifestyle related, not related to any kind of infection. People get pain and people get into health problems, not because some disease happened to them. Nothing happened to them. It's just that the body degenerated over time. And if you take care of the body, then this process is either it is stopped or definitely it is delayed to a point where even if it doesn't stop, it doesn't matter, by the time you die anyway. So the point is that all of these things point to this fact that we need attention, things need attention. We personally need attention, our marriages need attention, our families need attention, businesses need attention, and our Islam and our societies need attention. And if you are not going to pay that attention, then over time we have to face the consequences of that. All those consequences without exception are negative, they are all painful, they are all consequences which result in material or other kind of loss, right? Now this is the reason I remind myself anew that let us focus on our lives and say, what is it I am doing on, key thing is what, on a daily basis. What is it that I am doing on a daily basis to maintain the systems that are there in my life? So as homework for myself and you, let us make a table of this. First of all, first column, put in the systems. System is self, begins with self. So myself. And in myself, physical, mental and spiritual. So physical self is whatever you are doing to your body in terms of exercise and so on. Mental is in terms of your reading and so forth. Reading, reflection, writing, all this mental maintenance. And spiritual maintenance. What is it that we are doing spiritually in terms of our ibadat? So these are the three things that we need to do in our personal life. Physical, mental and spiritual. In physical, you can also look at maybe, you know, your financial dealings and whatnot, all that. So anyway, so physical, mental. Then go to the next one, which is the first circle of influence, which is our own personal family, which includes the marriage, which includes your wife, which includes your children. If your parents are alive, alhamdulillah, your parents, brother, sister, so on. So this circle, which is the family circle, what are the processes that you are doing there on a daily basis in order to strengthen that family, strengthen the family relationships on a daily basis. Sometimes when I am arbitrating in business families, big business families, you know, billions of dollars worth of businesses completely falling apart because of this fighting between siblings. And sometimes I remember once I said to somebody, this is, the father said, how did they become like this? I said, this started in your nursery when they were 1 and 2 years old. Didn't start now. It started there. He said, how is that? I said, because at that time, one of them would have had a toy. The other one would have gone to take the toy or to play with the toy. This one will object and he will start screaming and shouting. And you say to the one, no, don't worry, I'll give you your own. Instead of teaching them to share, you teach them that each one must have his own. Now, fast forward 40 years. Now it's not a toy, it is your business. So I must have my peace. Hare, what about your brother? He can go to hell. Because he has been going to hell from the time he was 1 year old. So he can continue to go to hell. So where did the process start? It started right there. At that time, you did not see it in the context of the future. You said, bachche khel rahe, bachche lad rahe. Bachche nahi lad rahe. That is the humor. It's a tendency that is showing itself. It's not a question of children fighting in the nursery. No, it's a tendency showing itself, which should have been addressed right there. If you had addressed it right there today, you would not have this problem. You would say, you would have a situation where one brother would say, no problem, alhamdulillah, this is ours. Let us all share it. And this is not some utopian imagination of mine. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually shown me this also in action in business families. One big business family in Sri Lanka, very, very dear friends of mine. Alhamdulillah, this is what they did with their father's property. The father and the parental house, their family house, was on the beach in Colombo. The property is worth millions. Right? So, the beach facing property, beautiful house. Mother passed away, then the father passed away. Now, after that, the brothers and two sisters, four brothers, two sisters, they sat together and they said, instead of dividing this and instead of, you know, wrangling over it, let us make this into a masjid. So they knocked on the house. They built a very nice, very beautiful mosque, very modern design. They built a very nice masjid. Alhamdulillah, masjid is full. There is a madrasa running in it and everything else. So this also is possible. And I'm not giving an example of what happened in the time of the Sahaba. The Sahaba are the best example, no doubt about that. I'm just saying today, if somebody says, how sahab, wo zamane ka tha, aaj ka aur aaj bhi ho raha. What is happening today is what I am telling you. It is all doable provided we are interested in doing it. Now, there's no big science to that. If you are interested in doing it, so the point is that what is it that we are doing on a daily basis? So, as I said, make a table, personal processes, what are they? Physical, mental, spiritual. Next one is family. In terms of family, what is it that we are doing on a daily basis? One of the simplest things to do as a family on a daily basis is to say that one meal all of us will have together as a family. I don't mean the whole extended family. I mean your own personal family, you, wife, children. One meal a day, whichever meal that is convenient for everyone. Yes, you have to make an effort. You can't say, well, convenient meaning that when I have nothing else to do, I will. No. You have to make an effort about this. Some of that effort may feel painful, then you need to reflect on why is it painful for me to come and eat a meal with my father? What's so painful about that? This should happen naturally. You know, what is the taklif? So, think about that and say, one meal a day, we will eat together. Inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, wa bi tawfiqi, we will continue with this tomorrow. But for today, please try to do these two things, personal and family. Make this step. Going forward, as I said, end of the day, results come from actions, not from talking, not from listening. Talking and listening is necessary to start the action. But results will come only and only if we take action. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take actions which are beneficial for us in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.